broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, folks. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, Wednesday night, 8:08. We got on early tonight.
Early tonight. How about that?
Yeah, flew through it.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Quickie.
We come on the show tonight with heavy hearts.
Major heavy heart.
You know, we are Fort Recovery. We are the MAC. But when something like this happens, we are Coldwater Cavaliers.
Absolutely.
And we was talking before we went on the air, Fee, and you would be in the, you know, assistant baseball coach, and with Jerry, and you talked to Jerry today, and mm-hmm. and it's just unbelievable when you have somebody like that who you really admire and you look up to, and he didn't have too many enemies, and you had talked about how the thing about Harley was, and I'll let you talk about it, but how when we was really struggling, our baseball program, he was always there to help us and help
Absolutely.
You guys.
Yeah, I mean, we started out at, and hell, we were 1-16 or something our first year, and you know, and Harley would do anything to help you, you know, and he really did. He helped us out anytime we needed something. You know, Jerry could call him or anything, and he would love to help us out, and he wanted us to do good, you know, and until we beat him. And then he kicked our ass.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "No, wait a minute."
Made him mad.
He ain't doing that anymore. But just such a good guy. And I always liked him because he respected me. He always came up to me every game, you know, before games and stuff, and we talked. And just a great guy.
He was. And when you think about rivalries, and Fort Kevin Core doesn't have a rivalry, but what Fort Kevin Core has is a lot of friends,
yeah,
a lot of family. A lot of people from Coldwater who, you know, there's a pretty stiff bond between Fort Kevin and Coldwater people.
Sure are.
And you know, and I don't, you know, them guys that live over at McSober's, you know. And
oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
It's just unbelievable when something like this happens. And you feel so bad for his family and all the Coldwater people. And it's just a somber, somber day. And it's going to be a tough I know the viewing is Sunday, and the funeral, I think, is Monday. According to, is what, well, I shouldn't say that, but that's just what they're saying at the school. Hearing. So, B. Harley, God love you, man.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
You know, he was always nice to Fort Covey Radio. Anytime we went over there, he would come press box. We'd set up, and he would, you guys need anything, and he was a class guy. And Spencer, you talked about how he always went out of the way to come over and say hi to you. And that takes a lot, because a lot of guys really hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if he was faking it. I remember first time I ever really saw him, I'd heard of him, of course, after he graduated from UD and set just about every record there was down there for home runs and whatever. He was playing Friday night softball league with St. Anthony guys, the McKibben boys, Shane and Corey and a couple other people, but he was just a really good guy. He fit with all those people down there on Friday Night League that everybody kind of sits around and chit-chats with each other when the games are over, and he was that kind of person, and I got to know him some, and before he was the coach and after he was coach and while he was coach, he anytime he saw me, he'd always be talking to me.
Yeah.
Last night was the only time that I can remember that I saw him, that he didn't get a chance to talk to me, because he was in at least a 20-30 minute conversation with somebody he was sitting there with, and I don't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was walking down the steps, and he waved at me, and I waved at him, smiled, and I went on out the door, and about had a, I just, I didn't know what to say this morning. I just didn't know.
Everybody was stunned.
I think, you know, we talked to Block and text Block back and forth.
And
Block was with him this weekend. They were
celebrating Hardy's birthday
at Lake James.
And
you know, Block said, "I just can't believe it. I just absolutely can't believe it." And And I talked to Dart, and Dart was going to call in tonight, but I know he's
tough. Yeah.
It is, and
it's tough. Those guys
I just asked him, you know, hey, if you want to come out and talk to us anything, and he texted me. He said, I got a lot of people at the bar here, and I understand that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I just know that, I know this, is that when you take a guy like Harley and you touch as many young people's lives as he did, and you think about that, all the kids that he coached,
26
and all the
years,
kids that he taught. I mean, fifth grade teacher.
Wow.
20-some years, and they loved him. They respected him. He loved them, and Fort Recovery Radio sends our condolences
absolutely
to the Hartlement family and the Coldwater community.
We're sure thinking of you, and prayers are out for you.
Yep, we'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Summer grilling season is here, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring, full-time or part-time in all departments.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be holding their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, October 25th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available for any high school or junior high band or choir member, and you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $7 each, and kids 5 and under are free, and carryouts will be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, October 25th, for the Music Boosters annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
And Fee, and I got turn our attention to Indian football, Fee, and great win Friday night.
Absolutely. Big win over the old Dolphins St. John Blue Jays. Kind of a flip-flop from last year, I believe. You know, I think last year they beat us. Got a two-point conversion or something and beat us.
Yeah,
and
something like that.
And we ended up getting them this year.
That was a heck of a game. And you know, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm standing down there at the end zone, and we're driving, and we're up. I can't remember what the score was. Maybe 21, maybe 14-7. I don't know what it was. And they picked us off and ran 90-some yards, and I thought, not really.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. But the Indians battled back and put together a great drive, and it was a good win, and Brett and the kids had to be excited.
Oh, I think so, too. I think we had Brett afterwards after the game, and you could tell he was excited. They played a really good game. I thought the defense came back and played great. The week before, we kind of struggled tackling, and we had a lot of bad plays, and, man, we just kind of got rid of that and came out with a great mindset, and I thought we played a great, great game defensively. And I thought Troy Holman had a great game, too.
Yeah.
He had one big fumble there late, and then the next possession he got it. You could just tell he was, like, covering up with two hands and barely running. I was like, don't do that, Troy. Get out there and just do what you do. You know, that when you make a fumble, that stuff's going to happen. But, man, he made so many big plays that you don't change a thing. Don't change a thing. Come right back at him.
Yeah, and that was a huge win for the Indians because it gets us 2-3. It gets us a league win. It gets us over a team with a W, computer points. And if you look at Drew Pastore, he says we're in.
Is that right?
Yeah, he says Fort Recovery is in the playoffs.
I think Urbana is 3-2.
They are. Yeah.
They're Division Four. I think somebody.
Oh, we're getting punched wide open from the old Hilltoppers.
Somebody said if they win two games, and we win two, we're
it could
in.
Be, yeah.
But they have three, and we have
that's crazy.
Two, so we're gonna have more. So.
It is, and now you know if you look at it, and I'm not, I'm a realist. But if you stay away from New Bremen in the playoffs. I sure as hell wouldn't be scared to play Minster again.
Absolutely. No. We take Minster again.
No. Yeah. Yep. Oh, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat, we play them again.
Yep.
Who knows what the hell can happen? And we're going to, we got a chance, and we got two toughies coming up. We're at Bremen, Marion.
Yeah. Yep.
But then we finish up with Anna, St. Henry, and Parkway.
Yeah, all three. Yeah. All three possible wins.
I think so, too.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. We could get three
definitely.
W's there.
Yeah.
That'd be huge.
Yeah. And have, kind of momentum flowing.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
We definitely have an explosive offense. I mean, yeah. I really think Ramel Boy is just a great quarterback, and he can toss it down there as far as you want. They had a great play with Guggenbiller on last Friday. A big long pass, he put it right on the money, touchdown.
Yep.
We're not bad. I mean, we're kind of fun to watch.
I agree. I was a little surprised that Troy was running the ball. Because I'm thinking, well, that's one of our receivers that we probably our best receiver, although we have several really good ones that we don't have out there, and he kind of proved me wrong. But
He runs the ball pretty well.
He's a heck of an athlete.
He is a good athlete.
Is.
Yep, yeah. He is, and we got some skilled players. I love Riggs and Googs and them guys out.
I kind of watched too. And the Hartnagle boy went from the tailback. And now he's kind of in a fullback. I know, maybe in slot once in a while, but I kind of started focusing on him and watching him. And Troy would follow him in. I mean, he was a good blocker.
He's
a great blocker,
he'd
too.
He'd kill me and you.
Oh, yeah. He'd knock us out.
Ethan Hartnagle would absolutely beat the
shit. One hit, we'd both be in the hospital.
And Neil. Yeah. You too, Neil.
He'd have to catch me first, which would take him 5-6 seconds.
Out to the sidewalk.
Ain't going to take long.
So it's a good win by the Fort, and now we turn our attention to the New Bremen Cardinals, and they're coming off a loss to the Marion Local Flyers,
pretty good team.
Yeah,
this is a pretty good team in our division.
A home and kid at quarterback is an absolute stud.
Great athlete.
Hard time tackling him.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. We got to do like we did last Friday. I mean, I felt like we gang tackled really well last week. I mean, we kind of went to them, and we brought the game to them a little bit, and I hope they can bring that same mentality on Friday night.
Yep, that's right. And, just come out of there, keep getting better, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been our focus from the beginning. That's what Coach Niekamp said. We just got to keep improving. And in this, like you said, keep us away from New Bremen, get us in the playoffs and see what the hell happens.
Did I see the freshman had a win last night or Monday night?
Yeah, beat
Cole
New Bremen.
Water? New Bremen, that's
beat
right.
Beat New Bremen, yep.
Yep. So, I had a boy, kids, and I don't know how our junior high. Have you heard anything? How they doing?
I don't.
I haven't heard.
But I think they may have got a win here last weekend.
Did they?
I think that seemed like they did.
I think you're right. I think I read
that where they got a win.
They should follow Holly more.
I know. I don't. I
my Twitter. I follow too many people. I'm gonna go through them and get rid of all my idiots. Now about 19 people to follow.
Yeah. 100 of them.
Yep, that's right. So let's take a break. Come right back. Let's talk Indian volleyball right after this. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort, and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will host Marion Local and will simulcast WPGW, and it will also be available on the NFHS video. Friday, it'll be football as we travel to New Bremen. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game with the pregame show starting at 6:40. Saturday, it's more volleyball as we travel up to Lima Shawnee, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. The JV match starts at 10 a.m., so the varsity match will start around 11 a.m. Get out to as many of these games as you can to help cheer on our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back with Bubba V.
Thanks, Libby.
All right.
You gotta love that.
All right. Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk. Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Feely, let's talk a little bit about the fan appreciation deal Friday night. The crowd that was at that football game, and I wish they would do that every game.
Should do it every game. It was great. It was unbelievable. Kind of a great atmosphere.
Wasn't that a great atmosphere at that game?
I tell you what, it was. It was a lot of fun, and there's like 8 million kids there.
Yeah.
And they had all kinds of games, and hats off to Holly and Tony. I think they did a great job down there. They worked their butts off, and
I'm not sure they could survive that every week.
No, that might kill. But I tell you what, it was a great crowd, and it was really neat because they had the ball driving it in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go, and it was loud in there.
Yeah.
I mean that helps. That helps a lot. I think and the crowd was into it, and we pulled out a victory, and it was a great night.
The Indian Alley, I love that.
Yep.
There's 150 kids that participated that signed up. I just thought the whole thing was great. Hats off to the Holly, her staff, Mr. Stahl, the cheerleaders and the band who helped, But I just thought it was a beautiful atmosphere, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Great
and
night
there
for football,
a bunch of local businesses that sponsored
donated
things for prizes and things.
Yep.
That's when you get the local businesses involved, things just usually go very well.
Go pretty good.
I agree with you. And so hell of a job by Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
And while we're tooting our horn, did you see the school ratings that come out?
Yep. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Fort Recovery absolutely did wonderful.
Yes.
Congrats to our staff, our administration.
I think there were five categories, and we had
Superintendent Larry Brown doing a great job.
Four of them that were 5 out of 5, and probably, I don't know which school around here might have been the worst, but they're probably still in the top 10% in the state.
Still pretty good, yeah.
Whichever the worst one around here was.
Yeah, other than the big boys, Slane and St. Mary's, they know that.
Yeah.
But you're right, the MAC is well represented in that. I think we are 35th out of, 280 schools in Ohio
Something like that.
That's
what I read. Yeah.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a great job.
So congrats to the staff. Hey, I got a golf score here. Indians defeat Sydney Lehman today. 175-181. Eli Leonard's with 41.
Eli's playing good.
Yeah. Isaac Lefevre with a 43.
Yep.
Keegan Mullenkamp, 44. Nate Judy, 47. Matthew Romer, 50. Alex Dews with a 52 for the varsity team.
I think Isaac had a 38 or something
the other day. He was over at the Jordan Muller, and I was working that, and the Indians golf team had a hell of a day Saturday, and Indians finished fourth out of I might have been fifth. I think they finished fifth out of 18 teams, and Eli Leonard shoot 82, Isaac LaFever 84, Alex Dews 87, Nate Judy had a 97, and Keegan Mullenkamp a 103. I'm doing scoreboards, right?
Yep.
Keegan, I said, "How'd you play?" "Sucked. Worst ever play," he said. He's got that big grin, that Mullenkamp kid. I love him. Great kid. So good job by the
golf team.
By the golf team.
Well done.
Yeah. And then let's talk a little bit about our cross country team, and
they had a night match, right?
Yeah, they had the twilight race at Troy.
That's kind of cool.
And of course, Fort Recovery, led by Natalie Brunswick, finished 14th. Our girls finished 9th out of 17, and that was D2, D1, big
all
boys
the big boys.
There.
That's big.
So Natalie, of course, she's a hell of a runner. She finished 14th. Ellie Will, 61st. Jenna Hart, 62nd. Joelle Kaup, 75th. Caitlin Weitzel, 85th. Alexis Wendell, 86th. Megan Diller, 90th. And Anna Reisner, 122nd. Maddie Heikamp and Kylie Dews competed in the JV race, and both ran new lifetime best.
Girls,
Maddie
good job.
Finished 88th, and Kylie won 79th. The boys finished 16th out of 29 teams. Every guy set a personal best, so congratulations to them guys. Trevor Heikamp just continues to impress. Trevor's a big-time runner.
He's a good time.
He's going to graduate this year, isn't he?
Yeah, almost.
Sophomore?
He's plenty smart, too.
Sophomore?
Yeah, sophomore.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
He finished 4th with a school record of 15:48. Parker Brunswick, hell of a runner.
He's a good runner, too,
Ethan Evers, 90th. Evan Evers, 92nd. Caleb Rammel, 183. And Caden Marshall, 294. Congratulations, cross-country kid.
Well done.
Proud of you, man. Keep it up. Pete, we turn our attention to the volleyball team, and they had a nice little two-game winning streak. Traveled over to Coldwater last night, and Cavs are pretty good.
Cavs aren't too bad. I seen they got us in three.
Yeah, but Neil, the last two games we competed, right?
Yeah, yes. We just can't get it close that third set. I think we were up 21 or 22 to 21. 17. We were up 21-17.
Yeah, we're up 24-21.
Yeah, and we get one, they get one. Like I said, we went from 22 to 17 to 24-21, and then they got three straight, tied it, and then went back and forth. They ended up, I think, 28-26. And it was hard fought, and we just couldn't. The final point was they were serving to us, hit the top of the net, and just about fell back on theirs, but it
killer.
Just flipped
kick that ball through right to server.
Oh, yeah. Them just kill you.
That's what we should have. Should have fight.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that girl didn't try to do that because she was a quarter of an inch from it falling on her side, so she wasn't trying to hit that net.
We're gonna fight next time that happens.
That ain't right. That ain't fair.
Yeah. I agree. Tomorrow the Indians have the Marion local Flyers. Flyers beat New Bremen. I think they're 12-1, and they're
really, really good. Yep.
And that's at the Fort site, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So get up there and support the Indian volleyball team.
Absolutely.
They're good, folks. I'm telling you, don't go by the record because this team can compete.
Oh, yes.
They got athletes. You know it. We ain't blowing smoke at you. The Lady Indian volleyball team will beat a good team.
Yep. I agree.
Yes.
Ain't no doubt about it.
They too.
Yep. That's exactly
and they
right.
They'll probably have to beat three in the tournament, but we'll be okay with that.
We'll take one at a time.
One at a time.
Yep. One at a time. Looking at the junior high volleyball, they had a nice win last night. The eighth graders beat Coldwater in an exciting game. 18-25, 28-26, 25-21. Now, junior high, eighth grade, that had to be exciting, and that gym had to be loud.
Oh, that had to be loud, yeah.
Bryn Wellman led the offense with 8 kills. Sophie Guggenbiller led the defense with 6 digs. The seventh grade lost in 3. Tough one for the seventh graders. 25-19, 17-25, and then the final game, 16-25. Stella Patch led a team with 2 aces, 3 kills, 4 digs. Brooke Benn and Haley Easton each added 3 aces. And Paisley Hart with 3 digs. junior high volleyball team is getting better and better.
Better and better every time. That's what we like to see.
That's all you got to do, kids. That's all we ask. Yep. Go out there and play your,
play
your butts off and have fun.
See what's happening.
That's how you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you sucked.
I did. But I tried.
He worked his butt off, didn't he?
Tried
yes,
off.
He did.
Everybody loved Flim.
Yep.
Yeah, my favorite was his.
We got a phone ringing.
No, that was. I don't know what just happened.
We got somebody calling in tonight.
No, we do.
Yep.
Oh, well, let me make sure I have my.
Let me see if
my Skype on then. So I
Skypetron.
I might not have that set to go. Let me get that sorted out here.
It's
fighting with me.
While we're waiting on that, I made a trip by the baseball diamond. I see we got the baseball, the scoreboard up at the baseball and the softball now. Pretty sweet looking outfit we got out there. I tell you what,
it's awesome, man.
It's pretty sweet. The field looks absolutely awesome. It's going to be pretty cool when we get started next year.
Yep, I'm going to test this out and I'm going to call myself.
I just gave him a number to call back in. So get ready. It's one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
One of our all-time favorites.
Can't be death.
Mm-mm. I mean, when you get your all-time favorite to call,
Al McCoy?
No.
It's big.
Bigger.
Steve Hallwagon?
Double bigger.
Big.
Jim Beakey
is awesome. Jim Beakey knows my name. Jim Beakey knows everybody's name.
He doesn't know mine. I've met him 4 times. Everybody says he'll remember you the first time he meets you. He'll remember it forever. I've met him 4 times, and he's...
Who is this guy?
Yeah. Usually I make a very unfavorable impression and people remember me, but apparently I wasn't mean enough.
No, you're not. You're not mean, Neil. You're awesome.
Uh-oh.
That's me.
Ding dong.
You're getting message. Call cannot be complete.
Call cannot be complete. Whoa.
Mm. Yep, that's not working.
Skype ain't working?
Nope, I... Had a hour and a half conversation with him 2 weeks ago and got that all straightened out. I was promised for the 3rd time this year that would never be a problem again.
Hmm.
And we have...
problem again.
It costs $6.50 a month, and I've got a $40 credit.
Pay your bill.
Yeah, I've got a $40 credit, Bubba.
Pay your bill is all I got to say.
Well, they just took $6.50.
Hey, who we got on here?
This is the former... Indian voice of the Indian football, the former principal of the Fort Recovery High School,
Mr.
J. Hobbs.
Is it Justin Ferks?
Well, you know, we got a lot in common.
Yep.
A lot of similarities there. I mean, you know, but no, that guy.
Not him.
Not
he's
guy.
An Elida now.
But, yep.
He's a bulldog.
Good for him.
He's a bunny rabbit.
Good for him. Really happy for him.
Yep.
Hopefully things are going well up there. Know some people up in Elida and hear a lot of things.
Absolutely. So. Good stuff.
Jeff Hobbs, welcome to the show. We had just talked earlier today about the passing of Brian Harlemet, and you knew Harley, and you was here when our baseball team was going through tough times, and Harley was there to help us, and he's just an all-around good dude, and I think your boys had some playing together, didn't you?
Yeah, we traveled a lot of summer, like 3 summers with Aaron, and you know, and you know, it's funny because you know anybody that listens that knows Coldwater baseball, one, you know, excellence. I mean, started with Louie, but then it just followed through, and you know, Harley was all about that, you know, doing things the right way, and you know, when you got good players, it's you know, pretty easy to do things well, and he had a lot of good players, but you know, it was one of those things that they never believed in playing summer baseball. They played Acme. You play for Coldwater. You don't play for anybody else. And you know, the funny thing is, for 3 years, I tried to convince those guys to let them go play. And you know, I said, hey, listen, Jackson Hobbs plays for Fort Recovery. Bottom line, never going to miss a Fort Recovery game. But you know, we played the summer. We traveled, and we got a chance to play some big time competition. I think it made him better. You know, and you know, so Aaron got to play with us a little bit and rode the roads a few times with Brian, and then you know, just some of the great battles. I mean, we got pretty good. You know, that nothing better. And you know, some of the, you know, I listened to it. We've talked about it 10 times since it happened. But
no,
you know, one versus one. You know, number 3 versus number 4, number 1 in the States, Coldwater. You know, the Fort Recovery Indians come to Coldwater in front of what, 2,000 people, and raised $10,000 in one night. And you know, and just happened to be, you know, the good Lord was on our side, and you know, the old number 11 got her done. You know, it was, but on the hill, and it was, but it was, it's one of the greatest. You know, going to Columbus and, you know, talking to you guys who are diehards and, you know, Big Fee who lived it right there in the dugout with me is, you know, that's as good as, that was as good as it got. I mean, we played, you know, we were really, really good and fun and in front of 2,000 people in a great venue. And going to Columbus was special, but I tell you what, if I had to pick one, I think I'm going to pick that one.
Yeah,
you know,
and then it was beating
Coldwater, hadn't been done in 30 years at Fort Recovery, and to go in there and believe that you belong with a team that, you know, it was number one in the state, and, you know, we just happened to be there too. So it was,
I tell you what, if you
man, I mean, just, you won't find again things that you don't see when you compete with him. Because I tell you what, now listen, there was a lot of years I didn't like him. I thought this guy, Fort Recovery was a second class citizen, you know, and we came up the hard way. And until you earn some respect, and, you know, a lot of credit to Jerry and, you know, and what he did with the program, and, you know, obviously some pretty good players, but we got some respect in Harley, and then Harley, all of a sudden, now you got that respect, and that's just who he was, man. He whether you like me or don't like me, that's who I am. And so, but I saw a different side of him on the road. When we traveled the summer, man, he was just kind of let your hair down and have some fun, funny, just a great family man, loved his wife, loved his kids, and loved to compete, and, you know, and a great story. So we're playing it. You guys have been to the FCA fields over in Xenia. They have that, you know, that's where I think Wright State played there for a year until they got their field done. Yeah. But then, like, I think Sinclair plays there. And beautiful, I mean, turf facilities, unbelievable. So we're playing there a night game in one of those big-time tournaments in the summertime. And Harley is at third base. And, again, he can't help himself. He's a coach. And he's screaming. I mean, and I'm in the first base coaching box. And Harley is screaming at this guy in the field. And the guy looks over at me. He goes, "I've had enough. You're out of here." I said, "What?" He goes, "I said, I didn't say a word." He goes, "You've been bitching and crying over there all night long, and I'm tired of it." Now, listen, you know me well enough. I do a little bit of bitching and complaining, but it wasn't then. He thought, and Harley's over there screaming that, you know, and I get thrown out of the game, so I have to leave the facility and go up and stand on the hill. Who goes into the first base coaching box? Brian Hartleman.
Yeah.
So, you know, we ended up making a comeback and come back and win. And so that, you know, we just laughed about that the whole night, that, you know, Harley, you know, sabotaged Hobbs and he takes over and gets all the credit for the comeback.
That's right.
You know, just a good man, and you know, it's an unbelievable loss, 51. I mean, just scary, man. Sometimes, again, you guys know it, man. You gotta
live every day, man.
You cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure that because I mean, hell.
You know,
Bobby Dahl's turning go double nickel here in a couple weeks. You know, and Frick, that's 4 years older than that guy was. Just turned 51. So, just a lot of thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Coldwater, to his family, and just because they're just good people. I mean, Aaron spent a lot of time in Fort Recovery, dating a Fort Recovery girl, and, you know, teaching in Mercer County now. And so, just, you know, just a lot of good thoughts and prayers to that family, because just good people and people Coldwater again.
Yeah.
Sometimes we hate them when we're competing, the purple and the orange and black, but, you know, just nothing but respect. So
absolutely. And Big Fee's got his orange and black on today for Harley. He said, "I'm wearing orange and black today." And
I don't wear it very often. No.
That guy looks good in anything. So, I mean,
he is pretty handsome.
If there's anybody who can pull it off, I mean, there's a lot of bad-looking people in orange and black, but I would say that Big Fee is probably right there at the top kinda of the
hot
list of somebody that looks pretty daggone good.
I agree with you. So let's turn our attention now to the and I hate to do this, the Bengals.
Yeah, I've been real, man. I'm a diehard. I've been there since the beginning, and last year was a whole lot of fun.
Yep.
But, you know, you got to be real, man. I mean, they've been disappointing, and they just look like you got a whole new offensive line. You look like you didn't play a play in preseason, and preseason's overrated.
Sure.
But, I mean, but, you know, because guys get hurt out there, but they just look disheveled. They just don't look very good, and, you know, hopefully you snap out of it, because they got players, man. They got some dudes on that team, but you know, bottom line is you're 0-2, and so, you know, there's not a whole lot you can say other than you haven't been very good. So and they got a tough schedule, so it doesn't get a whole lot easier. And
no,
disappointing.
Yeah,
but, you know,
it is what it is.
When you live through the 90s of the Bengals, you know, I told the guy today, I feel like I'm the 72 Dolphins watching this team compared to what I lived through, you know, with David Klingler and, you know, and Jack, you know, Jack Thompson, the throwing Samoan. You know, so, disappointing. I mean, the heck, you know, people thought that, you know, the AFC North is a really good, got three really good teams, and I think the Steelers are deceptively good because they're the Steelers, and frick, they all stink right now. So, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think of that Browns loss Sunday? Can you believe that?
Well, you know, it's disappointing because I don't think that guy's a bad coach, but, you know, you get a lot of grief. I mean, no different than the Bengals coach, and sometimes deservedly. You know, he gets all the love when they go to the Super Bowl a year ago, but, you know, you don't challenge a play on the goal line. Well, frick, I mean, you know, for the Browns, if Nick Chubb just lays down, game's over. The game's over. Yeah. It's going to run out. You know, you're not going to have time. And, you know, and still you got to have a couple crazy things happen. I mean, how's the guy 40 yards wide open? Then how do you get onside kicks are like, you know, one out of 14 that you get, and they get an onside kick. And then you still got to score a touchdown. And, you know, and it just – it's one of those things you feel bad for a guy because I coached long enough and that, you know, I never root against anybody, even if you're the Browns, the coach, when you lose something like that. But crazy. I mean, it's one of those ones that, you know, you just have to say, I can't believe I just watched that.
99.9.
You know, 2 weeks ago, and shit, all you got to do is make an extra point and you win the game, you know, and then all you got to do is make a 29-yard field goal and you win the game, you know. And so it's a crazy, man. It's a crazy game. And that's why you got to love, like, the old Jerry Glanville days. NFL stands for not for long.
Yeah.
You know, and if you keep making calls like this, you ain't going to be around long. Kevin Stefanski and Zach Taylor, and, you know, you ain't going to be around long if you don't get your shit together, because I think
you got to win.
The fan bases have high expectations in both Cleveland and Cincinnati, and so, you know, somebody falls on a sword if it doesn't start getting better.
With a minute 31 seconds left in that game, the Browns had a 99.7% chance of winning the game.
See, and that isn't that crazy? Because you see those things that, you know, when you're watching the game cast, and you're like 99, you know, because I do that all the time with the NBA games. When I'm playing fantasy, you know, one day fantasy stuff, it's like, you know, they have a 98% chance of winning. Mm-hmm. That's silly. I mean, that's silly. That means that ain't going to happen again in your lifetime.
Well, it happened. You know, it happened 30 years ago, and it was the Browns again.
I'm up here in Northeast Ohio with all these Cleveland and Pittsburgh fans, and I hadn't seen the way it ended, so I had no idea. And the guy that I shared an office with, he goes, "Hey, he's a Browns fan. He goes, you got to watch this." So he pulled it up on YouTube, and I watched it. You know, you put the minute 31 playback, and you're like, "Holy cow!" How about Baltimore? They have three touchdowns. Last time I looked, I went out to the golf course, they were up three touchdowns. I'm like, that's a blowout.
Yep.
And then they have 28-3 in the fourth quarter, and they get beat. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Like Tua.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, who knows with that guy? I mean, you know how good he was in college. So he can't be as bad as he's been in the pros. And, you know, hopefully he's bad, you know, next week when they come to Cincinnati. So that's other than that. But about the Indians, boys? I just follow you, you know, on the Twitter machine, and you know, and I'll every once in a while I'll try to pull up a game, you know, but I just haven't had it done this year. I mean, we got a 4-1 football team, and they're a mediocre 4-1, but hey, I've only been to two games because I go home on the weekends. But they, you know, bottom line is you're winning, so you know, and we got like a 90% chance of making the playoffs, and with four, and you said you guys got a 80% chance of making a playoff with two right now. So it's that's crazy.
It is. Absolutely crazy.
I mean, that'd be a good win against Urbana. I mean, you know, you go to the U, man. That's a good win.
That is a good win.
Yeah, and big win for us.
And you know, when you play in a Delva St. John's team with Todd Schultze as a coach,
agreed.
They're going to come out prepared, and the Indians got a nice win over
a
well-coached team.
Well, 100% agree with that, and that's very well said, Bobby. I mean, that you know, you go to St. John's in basketball and football, you're going to be well coached. Those kids do a good job, and again, they're good, hard nosed, tough kids. They just haven't had a boatload of talent. I mean, the years that they went about 10 years, they had guys that were, you know, NFL ready. You know, they were winning state championships. Now they're just nice kids, and they're coaching them up. But I mean, it has to help getting your quarterback back. I mean, that, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Kale's he's a difference maker. I mean, that guy is, you know, special, even though I think it sounds like that Troy Boy did a nice job in his stead.
Yep. Yeah. Troy Boy's a heck of an athlete.
He's a good athlete.
Comes from that kind of family who lives in Dynamo.
Yeah, thank God for their mom, man. Those homer kids, man. Yep. They got good looks, and they got great athleticism from the mom's side of the family. I mean, I wonder if Todd Homan do anything other than, I mean, I'm sure he was there.
No, he was
But, I mean, You know, he probably taught him a little business savvy, how to work hard, because they know how to work hard. You know, I've seen him; he's a pretty hard worker guy.
Yeah,
so
he set out PK and played pool all the time. That's all he ever
does. Yeah, I mean, if you need a chopper, the guy's got it.
Or he'll hook you right up.
Mm-hmm. He's a zero turner, a chopper,
no doubt.
You know.
How about you, Bobby? How's the family?
They're good, man. They're good. Jackson in his third year teaching at Northmont. He's the head golf coach. Got a big dub tonight against Stebbins.
All right.
Put a 164 on the board with a mediocre team.
Yep.
They go like 39, 40, 41, 45 or something like that. So, I mean.
So, were you keeping score?
He just called me and told me. Smart ass. I appreciate you chiming in for the peanut section. I'm just glad to know you're there. So they're mediocre, but he's done a good job of scheduling down a little bit. And I mean, because the last couple of years they've been playing Springboro and Centerville and Oakwood and Fairmont. And it's like frick. Northmont, not known for the country club sports. So. Right. But he's doing well, and Alexis Hobbs in her second year teaching. 1 year at Yellow Springs with all the liberal side of the world was enough for that youngster. So she's back in Beaver Creek with a little bit more of the right wing community and teaching fifth grade this year. She had fourth grade last year. Then Curtis T. Hobbs is at Florida Gulf Coast. He's a freshman in Florida. So tell
the story about you today. You and your wife was down at Florida Gulf Coast. He's at a Meijer store.
Yeah, this is classic. Big Fee, you'll enjoy this one. So I'm in there, and Carol's got an Ohio State shirt on, and, you know, she could give two craps about, you know, Ohio State, but, you know, I mean, you're a Buckeye fan. But so this kid walks up, great-looking kid. I mean, tan, 6'4", hat on backwards. He says, ma'am, he says, I think they might have a little trouble in week one with my Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And so, and he's a good-looking kid. And, of course, Carol, she don't give two craps. He's a good-looking kid. So he's like, oh, okay, all right, whatever. And I start talking to him. I said, where are you from, partner? And he says, I'm from Boston. I said, okay, Boston. I said, you know, how'd you get out of Boston College, or East Coast or even Notre Dame? Because brother went to Notre Dame. I tell you, he's a Notre Dame fan. And he says, sir, have you ever been to Boston in the middle of the wintertime? He goes, this is effing Florida, brother. And I said, all right, my man, you got me. I mean, you know, there's no doubt that anybody that's out there listening from Port Recovery, Ohio, you know, in the middle of the wintertime, when it's 12 below zero and 18 inches of snow, and this cat's going to be in Fort Myers, Florida.
Pretty nice down
halfway
here.
down the Gulf side. It's going to be 77 degrees. You understand why.
Amen.
Yeah. He chose Florida Gulf Coast.
Good thing.
It's half from Florida. It's from Florida.
That's right.
Hobby,
I appreciate you taking the time to call us.
Call us in, buddy.
I miss you guys, and can't say enough good things about Port Recovery Radio, what you guys do. And it's just it's great for the kids and great for the families. You know, and I gotta get my butt back. You know, to listening, you know, and tuning in, because I mean, I miss it. I miss you guys, and like I said, miss the kids and special community. And where, you know, hey, I trust me, boys. I still don the purple.
Yep.
Every chance I get, I can't say enough good things about the 7 years I spent with you cats.
All right, man. I love you.
Awesome, man.
Hey, give us a call about Saturday.
You got it. All right, boys. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
See you, Hobbsy.
That's Jeff Hobbs calling in tonight. Let's take a break. Come right back. We're talking Buckeyes. Right after this sports talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This Sunday will be the final speaker in this year's speaker series presented by our museum and the Historical Society. Author Mary Stockwell will be the featured speaker, and she'll talk about her book, Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians. This will be the final speaker in this year's series, so make plans now to get to the Nazarene Family Center this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. for this free event. Author Mary Stockwell's presentation of her book, Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians.
We're back with Bubba V.
We're back with Bubba V.
Bubba V. I love Libby.
Yeah, that's great. Libby gives them. It's Libby Gann.
Libby Gann.
She was up here last week with her mom. And yep. And they had, my Snapchat was full of Molly stuff from Green Bay.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yep. Yep. Yeah. That's awesome.
No, it ain't awesome because I was so mad Sunday watching the Browns.
Oh,
hell yeah.
We were texting back and forth.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And we were getting ready to go up top of the water tower, but we couldn't get to the first rung. It's too high.
Too high.
So we just said, screw it. We'll just live another.
Yep. We're going to stick around. Hell.
Yeah. We're back here, Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feeling. Jeff Hobbs calling in, talking about
Hobbsy Bobs.
His good friend, Brian Harleman. And we talked earlier about Harley and the sadness and just complete shock that we're all feeling. Yep. I had a couple texts. Kathy Esther texted in about. And, you know, you think about Mike and Mike's wife and teaching with him and Chuck, you know, he umpired baseball for real.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, if they didn't know each other really, really well. Absolutely.
Think about how many people. Now, you think about.
There's a ton of people.
About how many lives that guy's touched. And you think about some of the most popular people in our county. Who, when you lose him, would be, and he's probably one of them.
He's up there, yeah.
You know, he takes over for a legend. Yeah. And for you to replace a legend, you have to be legendary.
You better be good.
Most fail.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't.
That's right.
He did. He held up his end. Yeah. No doubt about
That's
it.
That's exactly right. And
500 wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and Hall of Fame. And Hall of Fame. UD Hall of Fame. And just sucks. Sucks, Neil.
Hate losing great guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. 100% with you. So we were just. I got a couple texts down talking about the Browns tomorrow night with the Steelers. According to these guys, we cannot get it local. We have to get on Amazon Prime.
We
got
to go
now,
Amazon Prime.
Dan Patrick, well, I was listening to DP yesterday or day before, and he was talking about that these Amazon Prime games are on local. Now, are we local to Cleveland? I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not happy.
I'm going to see it one way or the other.
You're going to get it.
I'm going to buy Amazon Prime, I guess.
Bowling Alley.
I'm sure they'll pay for it. I don't know. I have no idea. Tree? I know what Amazon Prime is.
Yeah, I
have no idea.
No, I wouldn't.
Stupid.
You got it?
No.
You know what it is?
Yep.
Yeah, $8.99 a month.
Yeah,
that's
about $100 a year.
I have no idea.
It's $8.99 a month.
I have no idea. I just made that.
But you can do it. And then you cancel it in a month.
Oh, really?
So we might have to just buy it for tomorrow and call our quits after.
Well, we got to get it figured out.
If enough of you do it tomorrow, they'll put some more Browns games on, and you can just keep doing it all the time.
Yeah. If you get it, I'll pay the $8.95.
We're in. We're going.
All right.
One way or the other, we're getting it.
But I have one rule. I'll pay for it at your house. Mm-hmm. Your wife has to make those Polish mistakes.
Ooh, that's big. That would be big.
We have them at Christmas.
We
I don't
them
know
at Christmas. Yeah. No, I think we have.
What
Christmas Eve?
What's a Polish mistake?
Oh, that's talking about the gala at Christmas at feast.
Christmas Eve at my house.
Your house.
I think my wife's had her before.
Rye bread with this.
It's like a sausage cheese.
Oh my god,
good stuff.
Oh my!
Sounds good.
It's good. Delicious.
I've had a whole bunch of good stuff at their house on Christmas
Eve. Good stuff.
Most of it drink them. Most of it liquid.
Got a lot of liquid.
Well, some of it, yeah. But we've had plenty of liquid before that at the bowling alley. But
yeah, that's right.
I got a shout out too.
Okay, let me hear a shout out.
I have a shout out to this guy. Listens to us.
He does.
He's one of them guys I never would have thought. But Tim Kanapke.
Timmy, I see he's in a hospital.
Tim's in a hospital right now. I think he had some infections or something in his spinal stuff.
Infections on his spine.
Yeah. He's in a nursing home right now and
rehab stuff. Yeah,
yeah, doing some rehab stuff, and I just want to give him a shout out. Hope maybe he's listening tonight. And yeah. Timmy, if you are, buddy, we're behind you 100%.
Oh,
get
yeah.
the hell out
love
of there,
Tim Kanapke. Yep. He's crazy,
crazy.
God, I love bowling with him.
Yeah,
his wife's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah,
she's
still
Judy's awesome.
She ain't to Portland bowling out golf course anymore.
No, she I think she retired a couple of years.
She was there
ago.
A
I think
long
she retired
time.
When
she did a great job out there.
I think she decided that was a good time to retire when Doc. Got
yep,
it. And,
yep.
And she thought she did think about it a while and just said, nope, that yep, I'm done. So yep. she likes to go over to Anderson and play
Give
the slots.
A little bit. Ain't nothing wrong.
Oh,
with
really?
That.
Yep. I think well, she does penny
her.
Slots.
Well, I knew penny her. Slots was about $8 a spin. They always say, you have penny slots,
I'm
really?
I'm playing the penny slots.
Really?
How
yeah.
did you lose all that money? Well.
Yeah. Man, I got a gambling problem.
Got a gambling problem.
It's not a problem if you win.
I never win. That's the problem.
Oh, that's a problem.
Oh. Maybe you're doing it wrong.
That's a problem.
Maybe you need to go exact opposite of every hunch you have.
There you go.
Every hunch you have.
Always go the
bet
opposite
the other
way. See
what
Neil happens. That, might have something there.
No, I don't because I did that one year with the Pick'ems.
Didn't work.
No, I didn't work.
No good.
See,
I keep thinking to do that, you know?
Pick
and then,
five.
And then when I get over there, I was like, I'm due. I can't do that. I am yeah. due for hit. And then I never
yep.
hit.
Never hit. Damn. I've never hit a slot machine.
Never hit one?
Nope.
I can't figure it out.
Put about 10,000 in. Never
let's
got
do
a dollar.
Let's
out.
Do a live remote from Anderson.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
yeah.
be awesome.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know, what,
you all
you know what's really good, though? When they start hearing the bells, they don't know if it's us or not. We can tell them we won.
Yeah.
Every poll.
Yeah,
every pull we won.
Jackpot.
They're hearing all these bells and stuff. Ding, 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 they don't know right. if it's us or not.
We won again.
Unless Chuck goes over there and does it Facebook Live. But
yep.
yeah.
I'm not
going to
let him
moron.
Do that. Well, I'm kind of hoping he isn't.
Okay. Because
he's trying to get things lined up for our Christmas show now.
Attaboy. So we're talking about moving that baby down to the Ambassador Park. Or not, no, from
pavilion?
Ambassador to the Pavilion. So
the pavilion, yep.
we got some stuff in the works, and hopefully we get it done.
Yep, that date is available if we decide we're yep. pulling the trigger and we need to
yep.
so let we'll Randy know. But most years, we do it the third Wednesday of December, yep. and that's when the community club already has the pavilion
yeah.
done,
yeah.
and we don't want to fight them because they give us a few thousand bucks
oh, yeah.
every
yeah.
year. So don't need to make them mad.
Nope.
Those
right.
are good people, and we don't need to mess up their.
Be here before you know it.
That's
yep.
exactly right.
Yep.
So,
it's incredible.
Unbelievable. And I think today was the last day of summer, right? Fall's tomorrow, first day?
Yes,
first day
I think today.
It's supposed to be like 63.
Tomorrow's tomorrow. The first full day. I think it hit at 4:15 or something okay. today.
I swam tonight. Yeah. Got in the pool tonight.
All right.
What?
It's cold, too.
Was
cold.
It?
Yeah. Don't
shrinkage.
You have a pool heater?
Major shrinkage.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you have a pool heater?
No.
I throw an electric one in there if you're in there sometime.
Yeah, electric heater. Yeah.
Yeah,
it'll warm it up.
Good.
That'll do it.
All right, so tomorrow night, Indians volleyball, Marion local here at Fort Sight, and that'll
yep.
be a big one. Game will be on PG-14, simulcast with Fort Kevin Radio, correct, Spencey?
Yep, and their audio will be on NFHS video.
Yep. Perfect.
Perfect.
And then on Friday, Indians travel to New Bremen, take on the very tough New Bremen Cardinals, number one ranked team in the state.
That'll be a battle.
Seven, and that will be an absolute battle, and the Indians have yep. to come out there and play well and hang on to the ball and
yep.
and see what happens.
Yeah, and then on yep. Saturday, the volleyball goes up to Lima Shawnee.
Okay.
Shawnee?
10 a.m. JV, so around 11-ish is when the
varsity
will be playing.
Is that game here? I mean, are you
that's,
doing
that's,
it or Rob doing it?
We're Fort Recovery Radio is doing that up at Lima Shawnee.
Who are you doing that with? Who's doing it?
It's just me, I think.
Yes. Yes. Tune into that.
Dink, don't. You got all your dinks down?
Down.
Yeah. Well, it's over on that side. Well, it's on the other side now.
And he hits it over, and he hits it on one side, and then
the other guy hit it back.
Referee blows his whistle.
And hit the floor somewhere.
Man, it looks like a point for us. Know them. Know us.
Well, there was a couple of those in the last several games where you weren't really sure who had what. I think Rob had two of them on last night that were... It didn't make any sense how they called it. You couldn't the fans couldn't see what the officials saw, so it yeah. didn't make any sense. We saw it inbounds, huh. They saw it out of bounds, or they saw a double hit or something. So
awesome.
There's a couple of those.
Well, tune in tomorrow night, folks. Fort Curry Radio and the Lady Volleyballers. Good luck to them, and
yep.
good luck to all the Fort Curry's Indians. Rest
Let's have another
this
big week.
Let's have a big week, and once again, B. Harley, we're thinking about you.
Sure
much
are.
Love to the Coldwater.
Yep.
listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Z, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.